be honest, I actually reject the premise that the Adani mine is a comprehensive vision for the future of the Galilee Basin. I think what you're talking about is several significantly big holes, really big holes in the ground that are actually going to leave that region with no long-term sustainability whatsoever.
That's Verity Morgan-Schmidt, CEO of Farmers for Climate Action. And as the war between coal mining giant Adani and activists heats up over the proposed mine in the Galilee Basin, she's wading into the thick of it with a report that could prove crucial in the fight to save agriculture in the region.
So the driving factor behind this report is looking at the significant investment, the significant public financing that was going to be given to Adani, and wondering really what benefits could this deliver for agriculture if we were to instead take some of that money or take some alternative public financing arrangements and to put that towards developing some of the fantastic agricultural potential that is in the northern half of Australia.
The report in question details a different approach to the use of federal government funds currently proposed for the railway between the proposed mine and the Abbott Point coal terminal. Professor John Quiggin, the author of the report, explains.
Sure. Well, the report starts from the fact that the Northern Australian infrastructure facility set up by the Turnbull government a few years ago has been approached by the Adani Corporation seeking a loan of $900 million to finance the construction of a rail line connecting its port at Abbott Point to the proposed coal mine in the Galilee Basin. And given that such a large sum of money is available, Farmers for Climate Action approached me to say, how could this money be better invested in projects that will benefit agriculture, which we see as a more sustainable future than mining?
The report is primarily designed to support the region's farmers, but Professor Quiggin says it has a deeper significance as well.
The Adani project is incredibly environmentally destructive. If these mines in the Galilee Basin went ahead, make it just about impossible for the world to reach the climate targets agreed in Paris. So obviously that's a reason we're particularly concerned about this. I think that point's generally accepted. I suppose the link is that a lot of people in the region feel, well, that's very sad, but we're a depressed region and we need economic options. And so the purpose of the report is to provide some alternatives which would yield better economic outcomes for the people of North Queensland than the Adani proposal.
Whilst the mining proposal has gained a lot of support from workers in the area who seek to gain from the additional jobs the mine will bring to the region, the FCA is fighting to ensure that the region's farmers aren't thrown under the bus as a result.
What we really want to do is actually open the door for a dialogue about what is the potential for this money. You know, NAIF is there for a reason. What could we do? What are potential projects that we need? There are barriers to infrastructure and development in the north. So how could NAIF funding be used to overcome this? Whether that be supporting water infrastructure projects, whether that be supporting road and rail projects for the agricultural sector in northern Australia. There's huge potential there. And what we are aiming to do with this report is open the door to actually have that conversation. What sort of future does northern Australia want? Do they want one that's still wedded to the fossil fuel industry? Or do we want to see jobs and profitability and long-term sustainability coming through sensible investment and sensible financing for agriculture?
Although federal and state governments appear completely set on pursuing the Adani option, John Quiggin says that in a strange twist of fate, the constitutional powers that have brought down several federal senators in recent weeks may end up helping the farmers' cause.
The situation is somewhat in flux. The responsible minister, Senator Canavan, who was an enthusiastic booster of these kind of coal projects, had one of these citizenship problems and had to step aside. So I think it is a possibility that we might see a bit of rethinking on the extent to which they're willing to put so much into boosting such a dubious project.
Professor John Quiggin ending that report by The Wire's Luke Radford.